fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour. This is Firearms Monday here at Republic Broadcasting, the first day of March. Prepper tip of the day, work on your physical fitness. I may be repeating this quite a bit because it is so fundamental for everybody. Work on your physical fitness, your cardio, your anaerobic strength, your aerobic strength. If you have health issues, work with your healthcare professional before you start anything strenuous. This is Firearms Monday, and we have Sam Andrews with us, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The USA.life page is Freedom Center USA. Telephone number, which will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Don't call before then. Wednesday afternoon to have a custom rifle built to sign up for training. Here's that phone number, 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, another week. I'm getting inquiries about the pending legislation in Washington, D.C. I don't know the current status of it, if it's close to being voted on. Do you have any updates on that, the anti-gun legislation in the United States Congress?
Well, I think it's very clear that it flies through the House, and it's up to the Senate to stop it. And if any Republican senator even sniffs that unconstitutional piece of garbage, they need to be recalled. And I don't mean voted out in a primary. I mean they need to be recalled, like, right now, just like what they're doing to Cheney in Wyoming, just like what they're doing to the governor in California. They need to get out there and collect recall signatures and hold them accountable. I mean, people have had about enough of this BS, and I don't blame them.
Absolutely. Well, my information through my own private contact was that in 1994, the Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, was secretly behind the passage of the assault weapons and high-capacity magazine ban in 1994 for the following reason. He knew that it would cause the biggest overturn of Democratic House seats becoming Republican House seats since the Civil War, which is exactly what happened in 1994, and Newt Gingrich was secretly behind that to make it happen. Sam, we got our first caller here. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. How are you doing?
Morning.
Now, here's my question, as a very valuable question for Firearms Monday, which is, I work at an LNG facility in Massachusetts, and I'd like to know how the gas, electric, oil, and water treatment plant facilities can be hardened against any kind of terrorist attack. And I'm not talking about cyber protection, because that's not my department. My department is strictly security. I'm talking about on a ground level, how can these facilities be hardened?
That's a very good question, and it often depends on the terrain that the facility is located in. But the fundamentals of security start with armed perimeter. So if you
don't
have
that,
if you have armed people on the perimeter, that's a step you can take that can definitely help you. The other thing is there are things like fences, thermal cameras that can detect people moving around at night effectively. A lot of cameras, night vision cameras and standard cameras, don't do a good job of that. But it really starts with leadership and a budget, because security is real security, not fake security, but real security costs money. It costs time. It's an investment.
I'll follow up on that. And what Sam said is absolutely true. When I do a threat analysis, I first of all have to find what needs to be protected and why is it vulnerable and how is it vulnerable. I would get topographical maps of the area. I would do a, obviously on-site survey, and what Sam said is absolutely important. You need a budget that's serious enough to take care of the perceived risks. Before we move, a friend of mine, former Special Forces Colonel, was hired by St. Louis City to analyze the St. Louis International Airport, which he did. And basically, to summarize his report is to the board of directors, gentlemen, what you have won't work. And he told what needed to be done, and of course it never was done. Jeff, anything else?
Yes, a simple wrap up, which is in my 20 plus years of security, what Sam talked about and what you talked about, John, I never seen it. In my experience in security, most facilities are totally unarmed and are completely open to terrorist attack of any kind. In fact, John, the most powerful thing you said in past broadcasts is the power grid can be taken down by just simple hardware tools. And, okay. John, I concur with that, and there should be a whole broadcast in general talking about the vulnerability of the power grid, because if the power gets taken down, we go back to the dark ages. Guys, have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Let's move on to our next caller here. We've got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
I have an update for you.
Okay.
Okay, Arizona, Maricopa County, right before Biden announced his gun control, became the sixth county here for Second Amendment sanctuary. So we have six counties now for Arizona.
Excellent.
And there's some states that are full sanctuary. I believe Idaho is one, except one small county. So that's going on. And then Arizona, I don't know if people know this, but they've been fighting in the legislature since the election for those Dominion machines and ballots. And they look through the machines and claim they found nothing, but there's some senators that are pretty riled up. So they went before the legislature again, and a judge, and he ruled about 2 days ago that now they can have access to 2.1 million physical ballots, and they're going to sit with an outside auditor, not one that's, you know, got hands on and everything, outside, and sit and manually look at each ballot, because we're the state that had, I believe, over 10,000 apparently non-citizen voting and things like that. So I pray, and some of the senators are against Republicans, I hate to say it, but they say no. The judge ruled it, and they're going to get them in about 2 weeks and sit with each ballot, which I pray it works.
That's progress. That's progress, Deborah. Yeah. That's great. That's a great update. We appreciate that. Anything else?
No, but thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Deborah.
Bye-bye.
Well, Sam, last week you did not have the training schedule completed for 2021 yet. Well, what's the status of that, sir?
Well, we're adding some classes. We've added one in Austin, Texas. We've added one in April in Lebanon, Missouri. And I'm looking at a weekend to add a long-range class. And possibly the 17th and 18th of April.
Okay,
so
I'm going to put that in my calendar because I've upgraded the optics on my precision rifle, and I definitely want to be there.
Yep.
So we're looking at the
17th and 18th.
The fourth weekend of April. Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Third weekend of April, 17th and 18th.
The first, there's five Saturdays in April. And the fourth one is the 17th and 17th.
I think you may be on the wrong month.
April 2021.
I'm looking at April 2021. The first Saturday is the third.
Right.
Second Saturday.
Third one. The third Saturday in April. Right.
Third Saturday is the 17th. So there's four Saturdays.
You got it. It's the third one. 17, 18 April. Okay.
Third
got it.
One. Yes, sir.
18 April. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so if you're interested in that class, call me Wednesday.
Okay, well, put me on the list right now, if you would, please.
Roger that.
And I know my favorite ammunition for my precision rifle is now more than, not quite $4 a round.
Isn't that crazy?
If you can get it at all. I mean, I pick up each round and I look at it like it's a precious jewel shining in the sunshine, you know?
I had a guy help me install a transfer switch on my propane generator, an automatic transfer switch.
Yeah.
Last Friday, and I went and grabbed him some ammunition, handed him some 9mm hollow points and some 223, you know, a bag of 250 223, and he looked at me like he was gonna cry. He was like, "Where did you get this?"
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
What was that? One of those science fiction movies where this bizarre little character referred to an object as precious, and he had a very special way of saying precious. And that's where we are. Where even a lowly little 22. I'm doing a private pistol class for some friends in a few weeks, and I'm providing ammunition. I got a pretty good stock of 22 long rifle, but each one of those little rounds that we never really took we always took for granted. Each one of those is precious, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, we're also looking at adding to the schedule in April.
Sam?
Yes.
Did we lose Sam?
No, I'm still here.
Sam, are you there, sir?
Can you hear me now?
Well, I hear you now. I hear you now. I was saying before
you
went away, yes, sir, that each one of those little 22 rounds that we used to think of so insignificant are now precious as an individual round, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
So we're looking, John, we're also looking at adding to the schedule the enhanced urban vehicle tactical class on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of April. So if you had the 2 days of basic handgun and the 2 days of basic tactical rifle, then you have the prerequisites to sign up for that class on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Outstanding. And it'll take place in the venue where you've got banks on four sides?
Yes, that'll be in a 360-degree range.
Amazing. Absolutely. And, that's a facility that doesn't exist in very many places in this country, does it?
I don't know of another facility like it, to be honest. I mean, we designed it to do some really advanced things, and it works extremely well. We can place targets and threats in any one of a 360-degree array. Our instructors are in an elevated position. Now, we only do this with advanced students. We don't do this with the beginning students.
No.
But when you get into the advanced courses, you are placed, you are blindfolded and walked into the 360-degree range. Imagine being in a football stadium and having threats all around you, and you're on the 50-yard line. And that's kind of what we do with you. We put you in the middle of this. We blindfold you. We walk you in. And then when we get in position, you take cover off, and the fight is on. And you have to identify threats, move to cover, and exfil the area. And what's interesting is that we place you in a position where you should almost immediately see one or two threats from the position you're in when you take your hood off. But as you move and as you look around and as you transfer from one piece of cover to the next, other threats expose themselves. And we have vehicles in there. We have barricades in there like walls. We have corners of barricades like building corners. I mean, it's a really interesting situation to go through if you've never done any of that type of training, because it's dynamic. You've got to read and react. You've got to use cover properly. You've got to choose the proper shooting position from a particular type of cover. And you learn to move and use your eyes to survive. And it's not just enough to stand on a static firing line and shoot the same target you've been shooting all weekend. You know, it's a completely different level of training. And I would highly recommend that people get far enough in our program to do some of that, because it makes you a whole different level to deal with if someone wants to hurt you. It makes you a much tougher, harder target.
And I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that this training and getting a passing grade is above and beyond, for example, what the FBI does. I got to meet a female FBI agent and watched her shoot. She was shooting right next to me. I graduated Quantico, the FBI training academy, and I've had civilian female students who could outshoot her in a heartbeat. So the training you offer is, and being able to graduate successfully, is superior to what's offered by the FBI at Quantico, isn't it?
Oh, it's so far superior to what those criminals are doing. Do you know that there's a woman on Fox News that outed the FBI this past week for arresting patriots, Trump protesters on January 6th that didn't even go in the building, that didn't damage anything, and they held them and did not give them access to an attorney?
Held them for how long? 10 minutes?
Days.
Days.
Days with Days. No access to an attorney. I mean, these criminals need to be stopped. I mean, somebody's going to have to do something about these clowns. People ought to be calling their senators, their U.S. senators, and complaining about the lack of oversight of the Federal Bureau of Instigators. It's horrible.
I've been pointing this out. When the FBI arrested the Trump associate before dawn, with a SWAT team of 20 or between 20 and 25 heavily armed men, I went and looked up the arrest of John Gotti, who was a violent man who ran violent criminal enterprises for decades. And no, they didn't go to John Gotti's home at 4 o'clock in the morning with 25 heavily armed SWAT people scaring the hell out of his wife. No, here's what they did to arrest John Gotti, the violent criminal mobster. They knew where he'd be having dinner in New York, and they walked in and said, "Mr. Gotti, would you come with us, please?"
Wow.
And he got to call his lawyer within minutes, of course. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Get your EMP Shield devices at the best discount at my website, $50 off at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The USA.life page is Freedom Center USA. Sam has dropped from Facebook, and that's a good thing. And now you can find his site at USA.life. The telephone number, which will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon, to sign up for training, get a custom rifle built, 417-718-2597. Sam, the world of optics is something that I find fascinating, because now, since electronics have been incorporated into optics, if you haven't paid attention for 6 months, you're behind the curve, aren't you, sir?
Well, it sure seems like it, but you can do a lot with a good red dot scope or a night force sniper scope if you're doing precision work. A lot of people don't realize this, but you don't need a ton of power in a scope to take really precise shots to 1,000 yards. when I was in sniper training with the Mark 11 Mod Zero type weapon back in the 80s. It was a long time ago. It was prototypes. And we were shooting match-grade federal ammunition, and I didn't have enough mil dots to reach my target at 1,140 yards in the desert. And so I turned my way too powerful scope from 32 power down to 8 power. And that scope being a second focal plane scope, that increased the spacing between the dots. So now I had a holdover point that would get me all the way to 1,140 yards. And I was in the desert at about 4,000 feet of altitude. And I had an 11 and a quarter twist barrel. So the bullet actually stayed stable all the way to 1,140 yards. And I put 20 rounds on a steel target just above the belt area of the human silhouette that was probably had 3 inches of vertical and 12 inches of horizontal. And I had the scope on 8 power when I did it.
8 power at 1,000 yards? Oh my.
At 1,140 yards. So don't think that you need to have all of this power. You don't need a 30 to 40 power scope to shoot 1,000 yards. Now, if you're shooting in group competition at 1,000 yards with some bench rest boys that shoot 2 to 3 to 4 inch to 5 inch groups at 1,000 yards, you do pick up a tiny bit of aiming precision, about an eighth of a minute to a quarter of a minute of aiming precision with a really high-powered scope. But for a tactical situation, 22 to 26 power is more than enough. That's all you'll ever need.
All right. All right. Now, there's a specific scope that you like to recommend. I know it's a Night Force scope that you designed a reticle for. Tell us about that scope.
Well, that reticle has been offered in a bunch of different Night Force models. I actually sent Jeff Huber years ago when he was running Night Force and doing a great job. I sent him a specification print of a reticle that had 1 minute spacing. It had wide 2 minute hash marks and 1 minute tick marks. And he told me at the time that it was way too busy, had too many marks on it. So he took the 1 minute tick marks off and just kept the 2 minute hash marks in the design that I gave it to him. And he called it the R2. And then people started complaining, you know, people that had 308s that didn't have real flat trajectories like the rifle I designed that reticle for, the first MOA reticle like that. They started complaining it didn't have enough tick marks. So he added the 1 minute tick marks back in and called that the MOAR reticle, for minute of angle reticle. And that's been offered in the Beast. It's been offered in the ATAC-Rs. It's been offered in the NXS models. And it is currently offered also in the SHV models, which are reasonably affordable. You know, the SHV is a $1,200 scope, not a $2,600 scope. So if you want to get into a really nice precision scope that doesn't cost an arm and a leg, just an arm, you can buy the SHV, which is a 5 to 20 power scope that actually holds its point of aim and has the MOAR reticle in it. And we highly recommend that you do that if you have a gun that doesn't have a lot of recoil. If you're 30-06 or less in recoil, the SHV will do a great job for you.
All right. All right. Well, that's good to know. And it's quite a feather in your cap that Sam Andrews designed a reticle used in Night Force scopes. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of March. Good news, we now have Professor McKinney's wing generators available for sale at my website. It's a complex, lengthy process to go through, but now it's all set up and ready to go at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, of course, I took my delivery of energy cleaners. I got 24 going out the door today, and the rest of them will be going out to get caught up with back orders this week. Help people with arthritis pain, help people get a great night's sleep, help people get their life back. You can study up on the energy cleaner at my website, place your order right there using PayPal, and you can also call my toll-free R line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where the restaurants are open, almost nobody wears a mask, and things are quite normal. That telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Here it is, 417-718-2597. Sam, our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Question At the first part of your program, John, my phone was cutting out a little bit on me. Did you say something about Newt Gingrich being behind the gun ban so that there would be
That is precisely what I said. It is.
Okay.
He knew that if the Democrats voted for the anti-gun legislation, that it would be the biggest overturn of Democratic seats becoming Republican seats since the Civil War, which is exactly what happened, by the way. That's precisely what happened.
Were you alluding to the fact that you think in the next election there will be a great huge influx of Republicans coming back?
I wasn't doing that, but I hope it's true.
It won't happen if we don't fix this electronic voting machine problem.
Roger that. Yep. These Dominion voting machines are put in the ocean.
See, Newt Gingrich didn't have to deal with electronic and mail-in voter fraud. That would be a very, very dangerous fire to play with at this point.
Yeah, I totally agree. My dad was a Marine Corps sniper in Korea, and one of his sayings that he had was that Americans wake up when their guts are out. And an example of that is now, you know, they got this big push. If you want to take a microcosm of where I think this country's headed, is now that they've got people living in the streets and defecating all over everything. And down in California, they want to recall Newsom, you know, and the mask mandates and killing the economy and things like he's done. Well, their guts are out. It's too late. You know, the same thing is going to be true with this country, in my opinion. I think by the time Biden's executive orders, that somebody else put in there, that moron couldn't do nothing but barely sign his name. But anyway, by the time they take effect and we start seeing the consequences of that, this country, and by the end of next winter, in my opinion, is going to be half the strength that it is now, because everything, if you think about it, if you increase the cost of energy or you kill a country's energy production,
it's already happened.
The cost of everything grows exponentially, because not only does the farmer have to pay a whole bunch more to get the same field in, he's got to pay more to harvest it. He's got to pay his workers more to survive, or they won't be there. Then you get the wholesaler who's got to get those things to market and pay more to get it there. There's a double third cost. And then by the time you get from the wholesaler to the retailer, you've got a fourth cost, plus the cost of the people working.
Wait just a minute, Kyle. Are you saying that these tractors that these farmers use don't run on solar power?
Yeah, right. You ain't kidding. I was raised on a farm.
You mean they run on farm diesel that's gone up almost 60% in price since Biden took office?
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here, gentlemen, and I know this is a longer segment, but still, I won't take a bunch of your time. The point I'm trying to make is in my opinion, I think it's over, because if the military does not step in, the fact of being able with when you get states like he's going to bring in 13,000 kids or whatever it is now and create these tent cities. Well, what people don't realize is they're allowing chain migration of these people. Not only are the kids coming, they're going to be able to bring their mom and their dad and their uncle and their brother, and they'll be thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, and it'll turn Texas and Arizona and New Mexico totally Democrat, and you will not get another Republican president, and they know that. In my opinion, if the military doesn't step in to stop this thing, then they have doomed their own children to living under despotism and communism.
Well, the military is run by the Democrats.
Right. That's the problem.
So yep. I wouldn't expect the military to step in. You saw the military and how well they upheld their oath in this last election, right?
Right. That's
so
exactly.
I wouldn't be counting on the military for anything. What we're really seeing, Kyle, here is the setup for the battle of states' rights versus federal control. And you see states reacting now all over. You know what's kind of funny about this whole thing of immigration? Remember when the cities created sanctuary cities to protect illegal immigrants from ICE? Do you remember all of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now yeah. The state legislatures are using those principles, those very same principles, for the Second Amendment, for all kinds of states' rights, First Amendment censorship. So you're going to see a pushback like you haven't seen in a long time, and it's going to get really interesting over the next few months. But what needs to happen in the short term is we need to fix the voting machine issue, go to paper ballots, and we need to rein in these criminal FBI agents. They are raiding people's homes using the Patriot Act and the Patriot Act 2 to write their own warrants. They don't even have warrants signed by judges. They're going in and raiding these people's homes, these people that were protesters in D.C. on January 6th. They're arresting them. They're giving them national security letters, forbidding them from even telling an attorney or a family member or anyone what's happening to them. The FBI is now the official brown shirts of the United States of America. If you don't know what a brown shirt is, look up Hitler's reign. Look at what happened in Germany from 1937 to 1945, basically. And look at what the brown shirts for Hitler did. This is what the FBI is doing. They're systematically going around and eliminating and silencing the political opposition to this takeover.
Right. Yeah, I know what they are, and I agree with you completely. And it's just, it's mind-boggling to me that people can be, you know, it's hard. You can fix ignorant, but you really can't fix stupid. And in my opinion, that is just the reality of most of the government minions. I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but did you hear that in this new stimulus package, they're proposing to take and give every federal employee that can $21,000 to work from home. That's in this stinking stimulus package. It's unbelievable.
Kyle, that's over and above their normal salary, sir.
Oh, yeah, yep. Right. $21,000 to be able to stay home. In other words, you don't have to commute. You don't got that cost, anything else. But it's $21,000 they're proposing to get them to stay home. It's unfathomable.
Well, every state needs to start writing laws if they haven't, like Missouri's Second Amendment Preservation Act. You've got to prevent the federal government from operating illegally in your state. And it's up to the legitimate conservative Republicans in your state to fix it. And if you live in Oregon, get out. Get out while you still can. If you live in New York or New Hampshire or Connecticut, get out while you still can. You know, Virginia, they'll fight for Virginia. I don't know. But, you know, what you're seeing all over this country, you are watching if you haven't read the book by Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, you really need to read it, because you're seeing Atlas Shrugged play out in the United States right before your very eyes. You're witnessing it in real time.
Yeah, you know, the problem, Sam, is that we've got a bunch of those people here from Washington moving in here, and some of them are some of the dumbest, stupidest people. They're running from the consequences of being liberal where they were, and now they're coming here, and they're flooding Idaho and western and southern Montana like you can't believe. And I've talked to people already that I know that are friends of mine, and they've done said, we don't want, no, don't be saying nothing about getting out of these cities to these people. Said, we don't want these people here. They're crazy. They're just as stupid. They didn't learn nothing. It's just I'm not saying all of them, obviously, but
well, what you're seeing are people that are producers now. See, what we have seen traditionally, particularly in your state in Idaho and Colorado, is you've seen the Californicans migrate out of California, and they would move to a town that had a big hill on it. They'd buy up this big mountain. They'd create a ski resort. They'd take over the school board. They'd take over the city council, and they'd turn a local city in Colorado, Idaho, or Wyoming or Montana into a liberal epicenter. But now what you're seeing, and you're seeing a lot more conservatives migrate out of New York and California and Oregon and Western Washington, you're seeing them move to more conservative states. And I mean, it's way bigger than the liberal movement has ever been. So I wouldn't worry too much about migration into your areas. I would worry about protecting, getting your state legislatures involved in invoking the 10th Amendment with some teeth with your state laws.
Well, they've already tried to do that. They've got one now that's an open carry law that got passed here and signed by the governor, and there's two more coming down the pike that does not allow any state employee to help in any way, shape, or form any federal government employee to exercise anything against the Second Amendment. I've been calling them and talking to different state senators here about you. I told them, I said, you got to do something that's got more teeth than that. Just not aiding them is one thing, but you got to stop them. And
you need to kick the FBI out of your state. That's really what needs to happen. You know,
they don't have to
come in and arrest you on a gun charge. They can come in and say they saw you on the Capitol grounds, or they had your cell phone ID number on one of their Harris electronic machines saying you were in D.C. during the armed insurrection that wasn't an armed insurrection. I mean, these liars will make up anything they can make up to kick your door in if they view you as a political enemy of theirs. Okay,
yeah,
and so
right.
The real key is defund the FBI, neuter the FBI. You know, they're the federal brown shirt instigators. That's what FBI stands for these days. And there's no truth to them. They haven't prosecuted a single one of the criminals, of the 12 criminals that were forced to leave office in the last 3 years, that were all leadership in the FBI in high-level positions. They haven't prosecuted a single one of them. And they're an unaccountable rogue organization. And let's pray to God these other federal agencies don't join them in their little crime spree, because it's going to come to a point where people are going to start hardening their homes against these raids. And then eventually you'll probably see a backlash to these raids, where people will eventually start showing up at FBI agents' homes. I mean, the direction this is going is not pretty. And they better stop before they provoke the American people to a real backlash. Because when that comes, it's going to get ugly.
Well, okay. I hope you're right, Sam. I hope there's tough enough people left in this country to do that. But I have my doubts anymore. But thanks anyway, John.
Okay, Carl. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, good morning. I was just wondering if you saw the reports on Friday of credit card processors that were going down at businesses across the country. I was talking to my mom yesterday, and I was asking her about it. I was telling her about it, and she said, yeah, I was in Poplar Bluff on Friday, and she went to two or three businesses, and their credit card processors were down, and businesses were only taking cash at these places across the country. Well, people in economics who specialize in economics on the internet, when these reports were coming in, they were speculating about the possibility of an economic crash, and they were speculating and saying that if an economic crash does happen in this country, they speculate that it's going to happen on a Friday, and specifically a Friday afternoon. And I'm not sure if that has to do with with past trends of how economic crashes and bank runs have happened, but people were talking about it on the internet, and they were reporting that they couldn't use their stuff, and they were like, hey, is there, what's going on? Is there an economic crash, this and that? And I was just wondering if you'd heard about that.
Well, I hadn't heard about that. I heard about the Federal Reserve computers being broken for about 3 hours. And so that was involved transfers between banks of billions of dollars. Sam, did you hear about the credit card issue Friday?
Yeah, I did. There's been a number of problems, but I don't think it's related to the Federal Reserve issue, and I don't think it's related to a political issue at this time. But we'll talk about the real threat from the federal government in that arena after the break.
Okay, we'll do that. Paul, you want to hold on?
Sure.
Hold on, we got a break here right now.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Monday, the first day of March. Sam, let's continue with the response, sir.
Okay, so back under the Obama administration, we had a, 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 an operation called Operation Choke Point. And it was one of the first times that the federal government tried to use corporate America to choke off and destroy businesses. Now, in Operation Choke Point, they were using the bank and the credit companies to deny access to any gun businesses, gun dealerships, gun manufacturers, anything that was on Obama's agenda to destroy. Okay. Now, the Trump administration adopted a policy called the Fair Access Rule. And it basically said that gun businesses or any other businesses could not incur bank discrimination on a dislike of certain industries or businesses. Now, Biden is trying to implement Choke Point 2.0. But here's the funny thing. You know, nobody cared when Obama wanted to implement Choke Point number one. You know, everybody was like, well, I'm not a gun business. I don't have to worry about that. Well, now Choke Point 2.0 is not only attacking gun business, but it's attacking the energy industry. It's attacking all of these businesses that the Democrats want to destroy. And it's basically the businesses that oppose the Democrat communist agenda. Okay? And so people need to wake up. You know, if you don't have the moral framework and the spine to defend your neighbor's rights, guess what, you selfish SOB? Guess what's going to happen? Sooner or later, that same evil is going to circle back to your front door. And all of the people that didn't care about the gun industry in Choke Point 1.0 are now seeing their fuel prices go up, their energy prices, their home budget being destroyed by the Democrats. And if you're a business owner and you own a business that the federal government doesn't appreciate, guess what? You're going to be attacked now, too, under Choke Point 2.0. And see, this is the funny thing. Americans are going to have to learn how to stand up for each other, not just themselves. The selfishness, the self-interest has got to stop. Otherwise, we will all be destroyed.
Well done. Well done. You still there, Paul?
Yeah. When these economists were warning about this, they were saying that'll be like one of the main signs that we're going into an economic crash is that when credit card processors and stuff like that stop working and that businesses only start taking cash. And they were warning people, you know, to have cash on hand for that reason. And what they're like talking about on a Friday too, they said there's like so much business done on a Friday. People are cashing their checks, getting money out to go for the weekend, that there's a lot of money changing hands on Friday and stuff. And they said when this happens, they said it'll be like lightning fast if the economy goes into like a crash like that.
You're absolutely right, so, Paul. Paul, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Yep.
We got a 10-hour break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.